at 7.
Breaking news, this new Bay Area wildfire breaking out in just the last 3 hours. We are monitoring its spread.
But already bad fire season could get even worse. I'm tracking critical fire weather conditions beginning on Sunday.
And breaking news from PG&E, we just learned which swaths of the Bay Area could lose power this weekend.
I'm packed. I have my camping gear in my husband's truck. We have the pets.
And just 11 days until the election, how to get your vote counted before the rush.
If you want your vote reported on election night, I need it in my possession by Monday before the election.
And breaking news right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7, streaming on CBSN Bay Area. In the past hour, we learned a fire burning in the Napa County Hills has scorched 50 acres. Thanks to a large-scale attack, it's already about 25% contained tonight. Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. The fire sparked outside of St. Helena in the area of Lower Childs Valley Road and Childs Pope Valley Road. Chopper 5 spotting pockets of flames in that remote area. Crews have been trying to stamp them out with fire retardant and water drops. The so-called Pope Fire has closed a stretch of Childs Pope Valley Road, but there are no homes in that immediate area. No word yet on the cause, and we will continue to watch this fire.
Also tonight, we continue to watch the winds that are set to start whipping up again this weekend. We could see some of the strongest gusts that we have seen all year long.
Chief Meteorologist Paul Hagan has been tracking the timing of all this. And Paul, the winds speeds are impressive and scary.
Right. We're talking about gusts in the highest elevations up to almost hurricane force winds, 60 to 70 mile an hour winds. And a lot of the wind energy is going to get dragged down a little bit lower in elevation as well. So it's the entire Bay Area that is under the red flag warning that goes into effect at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. So let's zoom in for a closer look at the details here. We do have those highest elevation winds gusting up to 70 miles an hour, but even in the valleys and along the coast, lower elevations, gusts up to 50 miles an hour could result in power outages and would rapidly spread any fire that can get going. A look at the relative humidity levels on Futurecast beginning Sunday afternoon. Well, you look at these numbers and say, okay, that's not that bad. Watch what happens as we head into Sunday afternoon. There is that dry air being pushed in by strong offshore winds. The speed of the wind arrows is tied to the wind speeds as indicated by the forecast model. So you can see those rushing along. That dry air spreads out. The winds stay very strong throughout Sunday night into early Monday morning. So you combine the very low relative humidity levels with the very strong offshore winds and extremely dry fire fuels. That is a bad recipe. We're going to be watching that very carefully. The winds will relax somewhat Monday afternoon, but look at these relative humidity levels by Monday afternoon in the 3 to 6% range for inland portions of the Bay Area, hardly any moisture in the atmosphere at all. We will take a look at how this is going to evolve heading into the weekend, coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, Paul, thank you for that.
And more breaking news in just the last 45 minutes. PG&E updated its map of possible power outage areas. You can see here huge portions of Napa, Sonoma, and Marin counties are impacted in the North Bay. And much of the higher elevations in the East Bay are also impacted, along with thousands of customers in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Some people are already gearing up.
I'm packed. I have my camping gear in my husband's truck. We have the pets. We have our crates ready. We just get ready. I choose to live in Sonoma County, so I pack.
And you can find tips on how to get through the power shutoffs by checking out our guide. It's at kpix.com. And also download our new KPIX 5 News app. You can track the weather conditions, you can watch our newscasts, and you can get breaking news alerts.
A live look tonight in Oakland, where police are seeing a surge in gun violence. They say the pandemic could be partly to blame, with children being out of schools and gang outreach programs being put on pause. Police did arrest six suspects who were all wanted for separate murders. Most of those happened recently in East Oakland. Police also seized nearly 20 guns.
Oakland's a crazy city, you know. Opening the front door, seeing people get shot or get shot at, or even hearing the bullet shots. And you got kids in the front yard running into the house.
These juveniles have no structure, no intervention, support, mentoring from those adult relationships.
Oakland just restarted its ceasefire program this week to offer jobs and services to gang members and other at-risk people in the community.
Well, for the first time in nearly 8 months, tonight people are able to eat dinner inside a restaurant in Alameda County. The county eased their restrictions today after it moved up to the orange tier on the state's reopening roadmap. Indoor restaurants, places of worship, gyms, movie theaters can all reopen now with limited capacity.
And I feel so energized today. Just getting the dining rooms ready over the past couple days has just given us a new oomph.
Do things feel like they're getting back to normal?
We're trying hard. Let's put it that way.
Meanwhile, in the South Bay, nearly 300 playgrounds and outdoor gyms just started reopening in San Jose. And that includes basketball, volleyball courts. You must sanitize or wash your hands before and after. And also, you got to wear a face covering.
On to campaign 2020. With just 11 days to go until Election Day, there's a big push to vote early. And many of you are doing just that. KPIX5's Andrea Borba joins us live from San Francisco this evening. Andrea?
Well, Elizabeth, county registrars say if you want the most complete results of the election on election night and don't want to have to wait for weeks, even months for results, they need your ballot now.
Make sure it's counted.
The enthusiasm for early voting is making county registrars across the country smile as November 3rd draws closer.
First time voting this early, but want to make sure it gets done.
Scott Konopasek, assistant registrar in Contra Costa County, wants voters to rethink the definition of Election Day.
People used to talk about Election Day as the big event, the big deal. Now we should talk about it as the big reveal, that we reveal the results of all the voting that's been going on for the last 4 weeks.
Express yourself and vote.
Among the reasons for the early voting push is troubleshooting. If your ballot is rejected because of signature problems, the sooner it's in, the sooner it can be corrected and count.
If you want your vote reported on election night, I need it in my possession by Monday before the election. Otherwise, your vote won't be counted and added into the results until the following Friday.
And for his closing argument about why you should vote early, Konopasek says this.
Why wait? Why risk a fire? Why risk power shutdowns?
Now, there is data that Americans are voting earlier and more often than ever. At the moment, 51 million Americans have already cast their ballot for the November 3rd election. In Contra Costa County, that translates to about 300,000 people, or 40% of the registered voters in that county. Live in San Francisco, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
All right, Andrea, thank you.
Well, with fire danger an ever-present reality, Contra Costa County fire crews have a new wildfire weapon on their side, and it's this helicopter. It's called Confire One. This thing is a beast. It not only attacks fires from the air, but can also transport patients and firefighters, for that matter. The helicopter can carry over 140 gallons of water, dropping it over fire zones with its bucket. There are also plans to use it for hoist rescues in a few months, and crews say it is the perfect time to unveil a tool like this one.
We're just now getting to the traditional height of the fire season here in Contra Costa County and across the region. It's an appropriate time to be talking about aerial fire suppression, and it's a great time for the community to have this resource behind me to hit those fires hard.
Let's take a live look outside, looking toward the Oakland Hills. It's one of the areas that could see some very strong winds this Sunday. Look at your top headlines. President Trump traveling to Florida for a pair of rallies with the clock ticking down to Election Day. In Pensacola, the president accused Vice President Joe Biden of wanting to pack the Supreme Court with as many as 21 judges. Biden said he put together a commission to examine the alternatives.
They're going to pack it. They're going to pack your court. They're going to get rid of the filibuster. How about if you had a Supreme Court with radical left judges? We would have an entirely different country.
Biden, who also spoke in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, slammed President Trump's pandemic response.
It was as if he decided to go on offense for the virus, holding rallies with no masks. He just wants us to grow numb and resigned to the horrors of this death toll and the pain it's causing so many Americans.
And tonight, more than 50 million Americans have already voted. According to the U.S. Elections Project, that's 36% of the total ballots cast in the 2016 election. The organization says nationwide, voters in 48 states and D.C. have already set records. And more than 55 million people tuned in to last night's presidential debate. That's down 11% from the last debate, according to preliminary Nielsen ratings. And Ken, the number does not include those who live streamed the debate.
Amazing. Well, it's deja vu for prosecutors now seeking the death penalty for Scott Peterson again. Peterson appeared in court today for the first time in nearly a decade. Prosecutors are preparing to retry the penalty phase of this trial after the state Supreme Court overturned his death sentence. But the judge is considering whether Peterson's murder convictions should be tossed out entirely over possible jury misconduct, a process that could take 2 months.
We hope that this time he'll be able to get a jury that actually determines the verdict based on the evidence and not on emotions.
And Peterson was found guilty of murdering his wife and their unborn child nearly 20 years ago.
To make sure your vote counts, it could come down to one tiny detail on the envelope, your signature. Here's how it works. First, your mail-in ballot is scanned. Then a staff member compares the signature on the envelope to the signature on record, typically from the DMV or from your voter registration. If for some reason the ballot is challenged, you'll have up to 28 days after the election to verify your signature and have your ballot counted, and you will be notified.
I'm literally pulling teeth here and going through hoops to try to convince them that I am who I say I am and that is my ballot. Either they don't like my signature or someone's tampered with my ballot. Either way, I'm getting a notification that my signature needs to be verified.
I wanted to make sure my signature would be recognized because it's been 30 some years since I registered to vote here in this county.
KPIX 5 is bringing you the tools you need to vote smart this election on air on our new KPIX 5 News app and also streaming on CBSN Bay Area at KPIX.com.